Let's record. Pod one, take one. Hello, everybody, to, well, we don't know if we're gonna have any listeners. This is, wait, what's the podcast name? Emma. YOLO? No. Oh, what did
We
we
should
say?
do YOLO.
The YOLO pod? The YOLO
We
podcast?
should make it a weird. We should make it. Hey, shh, we should make it
I'm
a like
listening.
millennial. You spelled my last name wrong.
Oh
We should make
shit.
it like
I forgot
a
the other L.
millennial quote, like something like, don't talk to me until I've had my rosé, or like, what is it? Rosé, or
Rosé all
what
day.
is it?
Rosé all
Rosé
day.
all day.
I don't want some middle-aged woman to look it up and then her report to our parents, if she sees rosé all
Or like
day.
Harry Potter. Should I
Let's
check Pinterest?
we just do we'll just call it the YOLO podcast for now until we come up with a permanent name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I'm gonna set a
You
timer for
only live
tw
once.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we live by. Okay, I'm setting a 20-minute timer. Let's
Yeah.
make that our goal for the first pod. So
Okay.
sorry guys for that rough 1-minute start, but yeah, welcome to the YOLO podcast with your hosts Paulina and Emma. We are so excited. I don't think we should promote this first one. Let's let it kind of see where it goes. We'll film a
Yeah.
few and then promote it. But yeah, here we go. We kind of don't know where to start, but I kind of just want to talk about my weekend. How do you feel about that,
You go
Emma?
first. I feel
Okay.
like you had more of an eventful and beautiful weekend than I did.
I wouldn't say that for you. I think I just went out Saturday and you didn't. That was the only difference.
Oh, yeah, that's
Actually,
true.
not last weekend, but sorry I interrupted you, but the weekend before, that was an awesome weekend.
What did we do that weekend?
Oh my God, that was so much fun. Wait, let me check. It was a 4 or 3 day weekend. So, and then I went out all 4 days of that weekend. So it started with the Friday. Wait, shoot. Oh, here we go. Friday was an interesting night for you, Allie and McKenna, if you know what I
Oh,
mean.
yeah.
And then Saturday was actually a really chill day for me. I was just with my family, but it was nice. I had fun. And then Sunday was our day at Baker, and
Oh,
then
yeah.
later that night, we went out to the Palace of Fine Arts, and then the
Oh,
next
yeah.
day I went on a big hike to Rodeo Beach. So it was a jam-packed weekend for me. What about
Were
you?
you the one were you the one saying that we should have gone at the Palace of Fine Arts and gone canoeing?
Kayaking, yes, that is my dream, that is my goal, and I'm going to do it before I turn 18.
Yeah.
If
Can we do it next weekend?
I'm down, but how are we? Because I don't want to paddleboard, I don't want to get wet. That water looks so gross. So I feel like we should take a kayak, and a canoe's too heavy. Versus I feel like kayak, we can just it's easier to move, you know?
But we need to, if we're inviting people, we need to have two big canoes, and then we should, there's gonna be geese, and we should bring some food for them so they
I think
can
we should keep it small
follow us
though,
around.
because I don't know if we'll. I mean, it's probably better not to do it, but I don't know how in trouble we'd get for it. So I feel like we should keep it small. Maybe we use McKenna's house as this escape place, once we get in trouble. I say we do us, McKenna, Armstrong, and maybe I don't know who else would want to come, like Vaughn or Claire or somebody, but just to keep it small because I don't want the neighbors to hear.
Yeah.
How cool would it
Dude,
be
that
to.
shit dirty.
It's so nasty. That's why I'm not doing the paddleboard because Armstrong has a paddleboard in his house, and I was like, yeah, I just don't want to get in the lake water. It's a pond, actually, and I think it's really shallow. But imagine how cool it would be, when you're older, to be like, oh yeah, one time my friends and I kayaked in the pond at the Palace of Fine Arts.
Dude, we've already done so much, and I'm gonna tell my kids,
Oh,
bring
I
the
know.
granny.
I feel like I. No, we never take anything for granted, seriously. I'm just happy that I'm not wasting my high school experience.
Yeah,
But I
I
also think
just
it.
I,
Go ahead.
hey, I just I cannot believe that will you guys dress me up as a grandma?
don't say anything illegal. Don't say anything illegal on recording.
Oh, well, yeah. We just had a fun time at my house dressing up as a grandma.
If you're on TikTok, maybe we'll have one listener. If you're on TikTok, you might know what the dressing up as grandma leads to. But yeah, I love those pictures from that day. I don't know. I just feel like we do the craziest stuff.
Yeah,
like we do, not dangerous necessarily, but just like, I don't know, like I feel like we're always just very adventurous people.
You just cut off?
No, man, did I seriously cut off?
No, can you hear me? Because I can't
hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
It says that you're talking.
Oh, damn it. How about now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Maybe it's because my AirPods disconnected.
Oh my god, it's because of that.
No. No, Mommy, I can't hear you at all. I'm going to text you. And wait, actually text me. And can you hear me right now? Or am I just
talking
to myself right now? Oh, you can hear
Hello.
Me.
Hello.
One second. This is so annoying.
Hello.
It says that it's connected. It says that my AirPods are connected.
Can you check connected. What
like your thing is? Cause maybe you're muted.
Hello.
I don't know. Bruh. Okay, now it says that you're not talking. Internal.
Hello, is it? Yes, is it working? Is it working?
Nope, can't hear you.
No.
Okay. Wait, oh my god, I think I can hear you now.
Is it working? Is it working?
Yeah.
Yes! Yeah. Oh my god, okay. This is good because it's only the first podcast, so like working out the kinks now. Okay. We're back and better than ever.
The first podcast should just be us just being, are you connected? Are you connected?
That is what it's been so far, 2 minutes of that. Well, I mean, it took longer in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Okay. We're gonna need a kayak though, because I think a canoe's too heavy, and let's just keep it in like a car in front of McKenna's house or in McKenna's garage, and that'll be the escape. But we want to keep it small because I don't want like the neighbors to look outside and then call the cops. But that's also why we have to do it before we turn 18, because we can't get in trouble like that out of trouble.
Yeah. Also, okay, this is related to kayaking. Have you ever like had a weird kayak experience? Because I have, like many.
I've been kayaking a lot too, which is really random. I feel like everybody's been kayaking a ton. Like, who has never gone kayaking? I feel like that would be weird if you've never tried kayaking.
I think it's a white people family thing.
Maybe. What's your weird experience?
Okay. First one was, it's always at the Russian River. Like,
always you know, at the Russian River. That vacation.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you know. So, me and my brother, we were out on the river and we're just kayaking, whatever. And then all of a sudden, we didn't even notice. We're like 5 minutes in. There's a hole in the kayak and then we start sinking. And then we're like in the middle of the river too. So it starts sinking. And we're like, well, we have to get out, or like, what are we supposed to do? So then my brother takes the paddle and starts. He holds it up in the sky, and he just swims away while the kayak is sinking, and I'm just there by myself.
How old were you?
I think this was like 4 or 5 years ago. I was like 10 or 11.
So was he a freshman or was he in eighth grade?
He was, like eighth grade. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Guerneville is so weird. Like, oh my god.
You know, what's that Disney show where, or it's, like, the cartoon one, and they're, like, at their uncle's like place over the summer, and all the weird stuff keeps happening in the forest. And this name is like Uncle Sam. Do you know what I'm
Uncles.
talking about? Skipper, and I forget what the girl's name is, but it's like a Disney animated Disney XD. That's what you're like, the vibes that you're giving me when you say Guerneville, weird stuff happens. Gravity Falls, Gravity Falls, Gravity Falls.
Oh, dude, I was obsessed with Gravity Falls when I was a little kid.
I could
Because I had
honestly see
my,
that.
yeah, I, if I find, actually, I do have my iPod Touch. Did you ever have an iPod Touch?
No, but I did have what's the little iPod that plays the music? iPod, what? I'm so stupid. An
Yeah.
iPod. I had an iPod, but not a touch. It was just one that played music.
So I got one. I got an iPod Touch like 5th grade. No, not 5th grade, like 4th grade. I used it all the time and I would vlog and everything. And I don't know, I just have I have weird shit on there and I need to show you.
Okay. Oh, I've seen somebody posted like video clips on their private story of that, of like stuff on your phone.
Yeah, and I have a bunch of Gravity Falls screenshots
Did you
just of
ever have an
that.
Android? Oh. Do you ever
No,
have an
you know
Android?
what? No. But my dad has a Samsung, and like he's the only one in our family that has a Samsung. And this applies to so many dads. I feel like so many
My dad
dads
has
and
like the
families.
Google phone. But like
Yeah,
it's
and the
for
rest of us
work.
have iPhones. And
Yeah,
he
I used to
has.
have an Android in middle yeah, no, like starting end of elementary school when I was taking the bus home, and then like 6th grade I had an Android and I didn't have data, and so everybody on the bus would be able to like go on Instagram and like YouTube and play games, and I'd be so jealous because I couldn't do anything on my phone. So I'd have to sit
That's
there and be
punishment.
harassed by the people on drugs. It was
That's
awful.
punishment. When your parents give you, like, no offense, but when they give you anything other than an iPhone, like, that's punishment. Like,
Oh, well, like, okay, the weird thing is like people at Gate, like my middle school, they a lot of them had Androids, like they're more affordable and stuff. So it's like a lot of people had iPhones too, but then going to our high school, which shall not be named, everybody has an iPhone. The one person who didn't left, do you remember who I'm talking about?
yep,
She
I
now lives
know
in
who
Thailand.
exactly who you're
Only
talking
person
about.
with an Android. Every kid has an iPhone. But like I was talking to my
Yeah.
dad about it, and that's just like California, US. Like that's just an American thing to have iPhones. Like everywhere else in the world, like Android and Samsung are the leading like phone companies. So I don't know, but I
Dude,
guess
yeah. Oh.
speaking of phones, what'd you think of my edit?
That was so good. What did you use to edit it?
I wish I could just share it with
TikTok?
people, but it's too inappropriate. Okay, I do it on this app called Video Shop, and they have a watermark on it when you download it, so I'll just screen record the video. Like, it kind of makes the quality a little bit worse, but like, I don't mind. And then this is what I used to do, but I deleted TikTok, so I can't do it anymore. But I used to then go to TikTok, and then I'd take the video and like choose a sound and put that over it. And then I wouldn't post the video, but from my drafts, I'd screen record the video again with the music laid over it and then edit it to like get the like the white that like the border out of the thing, and then I'd post it. So it was like I totally like cheated all this stuff to get it. And then now what I do is I just make the video and then I just choose like the music afterward on like Instagram. So but I feel like my videos have gotten better.
You know how I had like that thing on my private or like my private Instagram, and it was like, I'm gonna make this like my like a montage Instagram like type
Yeah.
account, but then that never happened. But I used to use like VideoStar, and like I used
My
VideoStar for like all the
God.
montages, and it works so well, but it's like
I
kind of complicated. But you have to get the like. I don't, you have to pay for it, like the membership to
Emma
get all the good
O'Reilly,
effects.
22, class of 22, Red Rock Volleyball, 16-1, right side. Is this a volleyball account?
Yeah, where'd you find that?
It just showed up when I looked up your name. I'm
Don't
full. I
use that.
requested.
Okay, thank
Speaking of
you.
podcasts, oh yeah, we talked about the boys that shall not be named. They have their Instagram podcast account and they
Oh
haven't
yeah.
approved.
I'm
Do you
still
know
in
like
request.
anything
Do
about
not
do you know
request.
why?
Because I feel like they're not like they'll know like we're talking about them if we all request. So like because I'm in one of them, I'm gonna see if I can infiltrate, but I'm still unrequested. I have a feeling they're not gonna approve because they only have 6 followers.
But what's their podcast?
I don't know. What they do is they just put up their phone in like a car while they're eating and then they just talk for like 6 minutes and then they post it. They only have 3 posts and then I was in the other one they filmed, but I have a feeling they're not even gonna post it.
It's probably just like them saying the same shit every single time. Just
Oh, prob Oh
like
my God, they have like such a
both
lingo.
saying.
Like they have their own little like I don't know, they have their own little language between them. Like, you don't really understand it unless, like, you're around them a lot. But, like, when I was just there, I was like, this is so weird to witness. Like, just watching them interact is so
It's
interesting.
just I was saying this to you yesterday, but it's like literally like an English class, like you're trying to like dissect like the irony and like your teacher's so passionate about it, like you know those memes about the color yellow and the and in like the wall was painted yellow and you read that in a book and then your teacher like goes crazy about it. It's the same thing
Yeah.
with like with guys. They're like all girls are the same, but the irony
Oh my
is that
God, they
all
were
guys are
saying
the same.
that. Yes, exactly. What the hell? Oh my
They
God,
all
but
use
I
the
just
same
like
lingo. Every single guy that I've talked to is the same. Is the fucking same. They say the same shit every single time. Like, on God, like oh my God. I don't
God.
want to like I don't want to like say that it's only guys. Like, yeah, like it's girls too. Like, I don't mean to hate, but like yeah, we say like period, like I love you so much
No,
at parties and like
you say
yeah,
that,
I'm
you say
sorry. I apologize
that.
for that. That's not who I am on the inside, and I need to fix myself. But
I think
like,
girls have more their own individual little things they say. Like I'll go through phases where I'll just say like a certain like make a certain sound for like a while and then eventually like I'll start saying something else.
yeah. But I don't mean to brag or anything. But like, I say some creative stuff. Like my stuff is
You do, you
original.
do. No, you always make me
What was
laugh.
that
I
one
love
thing that
like
we
that
had?
noise, the grunt you make. I love the grunt that you make. Like
Which one?
like I can't even do it. Like I don't know. There's just this one. Yeah,
That?
that one. Yeah, but like you say it at the perfect times, and like I feel like you also you know like good timing of when to like just make the sound. Like it's like when Allie's being serious about something, and then you make that sound. Like that always makes me.
Yeah. And also, like everyone has their little catchphrases too. Like this is something that everyone always says. Like you cut out again.
Oh no, I put
You
myself
cut.
on mute, so then like you like I don't want the feedback to be weird.
Oh, okay. So anyways, what I was saying was everyone has their little catchphrases. This literally applies to like anyone. I feel like anyone that you know or anyone that you're close with has this one thing that they always say, like, and it's like no one says it, but like it's all the same for the guys. Like they don't have a unique catchphrase, like they all say the same things.
Yeah, they do.
Like
Anyway, oh sorry.
where did period come from? Like period with a
period
T at the
poop.
end.
I don't know. People are saying that in middle school. I don't really remember.
I thought
Period. We
it
can
started.
probably look up the origin of period.
Yeah.
The free. I can look it up real quick. The origin of the word period. Period poo. It's rooted in the Greek words peri, meaning around the way, path. Eventually turned. Okay. No, it's just talking about menstruation, so never mind. But whatever.
Oh.
Like that came from somewhere. I'm sure it was like in some sort of video, and then people started saying it.
Have you watched that one show like on Netflix and it's like the origin of like curse words?
No, but I feel like somebody was telling me about that. That was probably you and
Yeah.
Vana.
Yeah, I was talking about it with Vanna because Vanna also watches documentaries with her family all the time. So, it's not, I don't know if it's even like called if you consider it a documentary, but like they're talking about like the origin of the word fuck and like I heard from literally my English class last year, like our teacher told us that fuck came from like the Shakespearean times and it had to do with like
like it was like an acronym, like FUCK, and it was like permission from the king to have sex, because if like having sex in like in the town was too loud and people would like send complaints, so you had to get permission from the king. But apparently it's a myth, and like fuck just comes from like last names and stuff, and then it just like evolved.
Did you just go quiet for a bit? Or are you on mute? I can't tell because I can't hear
Hi.
you. I'm a tech. Okay. Well, I remember, I love that origin story. I think we should probably just start wrapping it up. Like, we probably don't want the first one to be too long. But so obviously this podcast is not monetized or demonetized or whatever that, yeah, it's not
Yeah.
demonetized. And then I guess this is the first one. I want to keep it going. Like, let's get three out before we tell people about it. But I really hope my parents don't listen to this. And like, I don't want
Oh,
people from
same.
school. I don't know who would I'd be like who would end up listening to this because I don't really want people from school to listen. We'll
Yeah,
come
I
up with
just want to
code
tell them
names and
about
stuff.
our. I just want them to t like us to tell our stories of life
We
in
can,
it,
I,
like.
yeah, I feel like we're both tired and we're not giving what we have to offer story-wise. Like yesterday when we were cracking up over FaceTime, like next time we'll bring that energy because I feel like we know how to get, oh my God, we should, yeah, I think we should film them Mondays and then what we do is we don't talk about what happened over the weekend and then we say it all, like we could do it Sunday night instead, but I feel like we're all like trying to get homework done, but like we could just save it all and then just talk about everything Monday and like we use code names for people and then like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God, you know how sometimes we have like we do those random like fucking interviews with people like on the street? We should
Yeah.
implement some of those, and like we'll
I'm
put
down.
like a little preview before, and then be like, this was our weekend. And then we'll make it like hella cheesy and be like, and this how is how it started.
I love it. So it's temper the name, well, for temporarily it'll be the YOLO podcast unless we want to change it to something else. But I feel like that's good for now.
Yeah. And also like we should have I don't know. I think the thing is like we should have like a certain like topic each time.
That is what I said a million times over text, Emma. I said we
Oh.
need to have a theme, our talking points. I was writing them down. I have a notebook next to me.
Well, this was just like a testing thing and we kept
Is this our
then
first
literally
fight? Is this our first fight?
our like the first podcast should be like 5 seconds and just like connected. Are you connected? Are you connected? Are you connected? Are you connected? And that's it. Like that's literally it's just
I'm
complicated
just
us
gonna
saying
po
that.
I'm gonna post this on Spotify. On my Spotify account.
Ah, put, oh my God, shut up. Okay, sorry, that was McKenna. She kept trying to FaceTime me.
Girl, why
Why
doesn't she
do
ever
I?
FaceTime me? What the
I have a
hell?
feeling it's about like Allie or something.
Well, I'm posting this, so hopefully that doesn't start any drama. I don't think it will. Oh, has she? Oh, wait,
Wait.
I'll FaceTime
Hey, just cut this shit off. Okay.
you. Okay, wait. Let's say our goodbyes. Thank you everybody for joining the podcast, our
Listening.
first one. Hopefully we get one listener. If no, we don't get any, I'm honestly okay with that. This is a first
Yeah.
podcast, so like it's okay. Like this is just kind of to get chatting, like just practice a little bit. So thank you everybody for joining. Emma?
Yeah. Thank you, children. I don't
Bye
know what
guys.
age you might be. Bye.